This is Let's Talk Big, the Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is Carrie, a Memoir of Survival on Stolen Land, from 2020 recipient of the NEA Creative Writing Fellowship, Tony Jensen. It's a memoir and essays about gun violence, land, and indigenous women's lives. Now sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book, Carrie, a Memoir of Survival on Stolen Land, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jen Hazel, and I have with me
Jane Berger
and
Janice Gadd.
Next week, February 21st, which is a Wednesday, at 11 a.m., we are going to be showing a real treat. It is the film Wind River that has Elizabeth Olsen and Jeremy Renner in it. Janice, can you tell us a little bit about the film?
Wind River is probably one of the most compelling movies I've ever seen. It grips you at many different levels. You're getting some good history lessons. Your soul's getting a workout with all the stuff that you're going to see. You're inspired by the characters that are there. I'm amazed at the acting in this movie. It can be a tough watch at times, but I do like the word compelling for it. I was very enraptured through the entire thing.
I've not seen it yet. I've read little snippets about it, the description. So I like to kind of experience while I'm there with everybody else, see what reactions are. And just the description kind of had me wanting more. It's going to be a great theater experience. Come on in, sit down, relax, have some popcorn.
We're watching this in College Hall 100, and it'll start at 11 a.m., and the film is around 2 hours. And then Janice, we are so happy that Janice volunteered to do this. Janice is going to lead the Q&A afterwards. And this is a real treat because Janice is of Indigenous heritage. And this film does tell the story of a missing Indigenous woman from what the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women group has said about the film is it very closely resembles this experience. So I think that this is really going to be impactful and very important for us to examine and look at. I actually saw this film, gosh, it was quite a few number of years ago now, and I was always looking for an opportunity to show this as a film, part of our film series, and just so happens that as soon as we landed on Tony Jensen this year and Indigenous people, I was really like, okay, we are showing this film. And it was just one that I literally was just looking for something to watch. And those of you who know me know that my taste in film is
eclectic.
Yes, and would be in the arena of things that I watch. And I just randomly picked it and I was like, this film is amazing. And then I read about it. It's just so important. And it's so important for us to continue to have these discussions. We are just thrilled, Janice, that you are going to be leading our Q&A and really be able to dive in and have some discussions about this topic that is so important. And it's so important that we create awareness.
For sure. Yeah, for sure, Jen. I'm excited to be there. I'm excited for how the film remains in your mind, in your soul. Like I said, it's very compelling. Randomly, I will just have something flash up from the movie if I'm thinking about any of the topics you just mentioned, just because they did do a beautiful job covering it. There's a lot of hauntingly beautiful things in there, along with some sobering things. It's going to make for good discussion.
I just want to recap. So we will have Janice Skaggs leading the Q&A, and the film is Wind River. You can watch it with us live in College Hall 100 on Wednesday, February 21st at 11 a.m. Or if you're unable to watch it with us in person and you can only come for the Q&A, the library has this fabulous database of which if you go right onto our website, Jane, what is our website?
Owens.edu /humanities/read.
And you will find the link that will take you directly to the film where you can watch it.
owens.edu/humanities/read. You can click on the Big Read events, and it will be the first or second item right there in the list. And the link is, you just click and then click to start the film. I just checked it today. It works.
We're hoping that you can come live in person with the Q&A and the film, but we do understand sometimes with classes and other things, we understand that. If you're unable to come, you can also watch the Q&A portion will be live streamed, and the link is also on the website there.
The link for the film is already there. So if you know you're not going to be able to either come in person, but you've got some time, I think I heard there's some rain in the forecast this weekend. What a perfect thing. Hunker down, pull up the movie, and then come to the Q&A. We'd love to see you there. We'd love for you to feel the movie, because it sounds like it's something that is really going to evoke some emotion and good ideas and conversation.
Thank you so much again, Janice, for being here. That'll do it for us today. Keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outkast OCCR Owens Community College Radio every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Owens Outcom Plus YouTube channel. Let's Talk Big on the Owens Outcom Plus YouTube channel. Be sure to like and subscribe. And join us again here for Let's Talk Big, the Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.